My name's Tom Lowe, and I've come to Jersey to do some work experience with the BBC, but also to meet a member of my family, Marianne. And when I first came here, I was amazed by the house that she's living in, and I'd like to explore it and bring you along with me. So here we go. Just walking through the garden. There's long grass everywhere. Knock on the door. Hi.
Hello, Tom. Soyez le bienvenu.
Ah, merci. Thank you. That's beautiful inside. Tell me a little bit about what we can see.
Yes, you have a hall with a stair, very British stair, with a handrail in mahogany.
I'm kind of interested in the room across the hall because I've been here for maybe 4 days now, but there's a lot of rooms that I haven't seen in this house. I mean, it's a huge house. Let's have a look. So we've just turned the light on. Oh, and it smells of old books. And what do you like most in this room?
Oh, I think it is that.
What is it?
It is a copper pot coming from Iran.
Iran? Okay, it was
for a tea? Great aunt who went to Iran to explore, and she came back with a lot of things.
When did she buy these things?
Oh, in the middle of the 19th century, I think.
And it's interesting because it's got a huge spout, like a beak of a bird or something like that. And there's a fantastic what are these sort of, I don't know how to describe them, to be honest. They're like little like golden cups with landscapes painted on them. They look quite old. I don't know if they are.
It is made by the Sèvres Enterprise in Paris, and it's a empire style. And it is golden with a landscape, Italian landscape, romantic Italian landscape.
When do you think they were made?
Oh, two centuries ago, I think.
Yes. Should we keep going? So we got to go up the stairs. But we're going past the lavatory. I think we should have a look inside because this is the thing that surprised me the most when I first came here a few days ago. Because I've never said that a loo is beautiful, but this one really is quite stunning.
You have a huge lavatory with a big seat for big bottom.
And it's made of wood.
And all the mechanism is authentic, very very old.
So it's original. When was this put in?
At the beginning of the house, I think.
So in the 1880s as well. And
it does not work very well, but I am fond of it, so I don't want to change it.
And it's got the original flush here that says
with a chain, yes.
It says pull.
Yes.
And just outside there's a sink here. This is beautiful.
Beautiful sink with a blue flower.
And this might be original too, I guess. Mm-hmm. Is it originally? So it's 120 years old?
Yes, yes.
Oh, fantastic.
The taps are not working, but I like them.
So now we're up on the second story, and I think... I haven't been along this hall, but I've always wondered what's down here. I think this is the mystery room. Ah, yes, look, there's a top hat.
A top hat, yes. A true one.
Can I try it on?
Yes.
So there's a leather inside to this, and it really is a top hat.
It's a really one, and you can match it. Attends, you put it, and I think... No, it does not work. I have a maquette of the old Jersey bus. Yellow and green.
Try Marianne special keg butter.
It was local beer. It was called Marianne. Like me. Yes. I am very proud of that.
And you used to spend time in Jersey when you were a child.
When I was a child, yes. I used to come to see my grandparents who live in the same house. It was a great time.
And you told me before that that when you were very young, mm-hmm. you would slide down the banister.
Yes. It was a great fun to slide on the banister.
Down to the first floor.
Yes.
And your great aunt would open the door.
The great aunt opened the door and say, "Arrêtez, les enfants! Voulez-vous arrêter de faire du bruit? Would you stop making noise?" She was a terrible great aunt.
You moved here 10 years ago, and a lot of this stuff looks like it hasn't changed for many years.
No, I don't like to change things. I am very conservatrice.
Conservative.
Conservative, yes.
Should we go to the kitchen?
Yes.
What do you think is the oldest thing in this room?
The oldest thing, maybe it is that.
The clock.
It is a big clock. It was given to my the great grandfather of my mother. It is called Trisaiol, I think. He was a Republic president. He was called Grévy.
So he was a French president.
Yes, and this is a very nice work. Not beautiful, but interesting about mechanism.
Because here I can see the clock is quite large. It's probably the size of my body.
Yes.
And there's a pendulum that's rocking in the background. And here I can see the mechanism, the clock mechanism, and it still works.